Are you ready to turbocharge your sales? Then join me, Earth's thickest genius, Ian Genius, and the man that requires no introduction, but I'm going to give you one anyway, Uncle Mike Roberts.
All right.
As we take you on a journey of high-impact sales advice and madcap nonsense, this is Sell Like a Genius.
No one can to save men. No young please to zoom leaving. Well, I guess I just have a tenner and I let you more. No one knows, don't I, all I on sorrow show. ESE show. Join in if you know the words. Can Lee to lip dip out you. Can Lee made you more.
Okay, shut up.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right, Ian. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. Do you enjoy my little song?
I loved it. And considering this is the first episode, I think we've already tuned off most of the audience. So should we try to bring them all back before we lose them all and tell them what this is all about?
I guess, in my mind, everyone was really enjoying that song. Did you recognise it?
I did. I think everyone knows that one, don't they? Is it Ken Lee?
Ken Lee, yeah. To Libble Dibble Doubt You. I heard that on, it was, obviously it's meant to be Can't Live. If living is without you, if living with is without you, right? But to Libble Dibble Doubt You, because it was a lady from Taiwan or something, she was trying to sing it, but she didn't know the words, so she was just singing sort of sounds. And that's the point, isn't it? If you don't understand what it is, the message is going to come very, very diluted.
So there's a reason for this, right? This is really clever stuff. This is like serious... I don't know. It's like you've taken us into another paradigm here with your sales and everything. But we haven't even introduced ourselves yet, have we?
We haven't. So who are you?
I'm Mike. Who are you?
You're Uncle Mike, aren't you?
Uncle Mike from Making Digital Real.
Yeah.
And what about you, Ian Genius?
Yeah. Well, you're the uncle I never had. And Einstein said that genius is the art of making complex ideas simple. Well, I'm Ian, Earth's thickest genius, making sales Fisher Price simple. So I'm not going to show anyone any sales strategies, any sales techniques, any closing techniques. I'm not going to show anyone how to get better at selling. I'm going to show them how to get sales, much better sales, by making it easier to buy. So it's a completely different spin. It's an ingenious alternative to selling, you might claim.
We haven't even come up with a name yet for the show. This is how new and raw this is, right?
This is really raw, yeah. We've been planning to do it for a long time because, I know that the areas that we cover really overlap, and they've got a lot of similarities and a lot of differences, but we've been planning to do this for some time. We really should have used that time better to actually come up with a title.
Look at the state of you.
So one of the things that I've been doing is I've been understanding how to really get these episodes to a point where we leave the audience with something quickly rather than stringing them out over a full hour and getting them bored. My business, Making Digital Real, is all about digital marketing. But I thought this would be a great platform for us to talk about sales. And you've got so many ideas. What are we kicking episode one off with?
Yeah, so if a business wants more clients taking more services for more money and they're not doing it, there's got to be something that's getting in the way. There's lots of somethings that get in their way, but one of the key reasons why more clients don't say yes to more things for even more money is potential clients don't fully understand. They don't fully understand the problem they have. They don't fully understand how the solution that's being offered, the service that's being offered, will solve it. They don't fully understand what impact they're going to see, whether it's an emotional impact or whether it's a logical impact. They don't understand. So 90% of their decision is left to guesswork. Much like the song at the beginning, if you don't understand the words in it, how can you, you know, how can the song have any meaning if it's just gibberish? So that's where we're going to start. It's a key area for me. It's about, do you need to get better at selling, or is the key fundamental reason why clients aren't saying yes to you, or more clients, is that they don't actually understand? So this is what we're going to tackle today. What, you know, all about the subject of understanding.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And again, you know, I've got a sales hat on, you're a marketing hat, but if they don't understand in the conversations are going to fizzle out. And if they don't understand the marketing, they're not going to get conversations. So marketing and sales are completely linked. But what you want is lots of conversations with lots of good outcomes. If you don't make your messaging simple enough and people don't understand, you're not going to end up with any conversations, and you're not going to get any decent outcomes of the conversations. It's just going to be a massive heap of nothing.
Yeah.
So what would you say, if you, you know, what is the service that you offer, and what are the sorts of problems that you solve, Mike?
My business is all around getting people's podcasts out there heard and seen, getting people's LinkedIn profiles optimized so that they generate more leads, more opportunities, yeah, and get more clients, as well as everything in between, whether it be websites, landing pages, email marketing. So in your world, Ian, how would you summarize that for me if I was to come to you and ask for help with regards to my message?
So I'm always looking at the problem side of things. So what is the problem they've got? If your landing pages get more engagement, the problem is at the moment they're not getting enough engagement. You know, or if they're getting enough engagement, is it the right engagement? Because it's the same thing with all these things. You don't want just lots of leads, you want lots of the good leads. So if your marketing's not right, if your messaging's not right, one of two things typically happens is you're not getting enough leads, or the leads you're getting aren't good enough. So whether it's going to podcasts, whether it's going to landing pages, when they land on your LinkedIn profile, if it doesn't smack them in the face, how many seconds does someone get on a LinkedIn profile to grab their attention?
You've got 6 or 7 seconds on average before you lose their attention.
Lose their attention. And then if you grab their attention on LinkedIn, will that be with the banner? Typically?
Yeah, you've got your banner, you've got your headline, and of course you've got the featured section. Yeah. So you've got some really good colourful content to grab them now, and that's what's going to make all the difference. And if you're not optimising it right, game over.
Yeah. But again, when they go on your page, they'll look at your banner first, and if they like that, then they'll go further into it.
Yep, 100%.
And everything has a series of stages. So they hear about you maybe on a podcast, they go to your LinkedIn platform, they see your banner. How many of these people then go to the next thing, to the next thing? Now I've now seen you on a pod, heard you on a podcast, I've now gone to your banner, now I'm going to go to your featured section, now I like your featured section, now I'm going to download one of your ebooks, or I'm going to make a call with you. But you don't want it stopping there either, because that's still not business yet. So now now that I've got them, when they come to a conversation, do they still want to potentially look into more? Each stage takes them to the next stage. And it's all about, do they understand? Do they understand that, go, yes, this is a problem I've got. Yes, you've got a solution to it. Yes, that's the impact I'm looking to make. I mean, obviously you've just explained what you do, Mike. Can I just, in sort of 50 seconds, explain what I do?
Do it.
So, and I'm going to make this very, very simple, if that's all right, Mike. It just makes it a lot easier for me to explain. Is that all right?
Yep.
So what McTeagle's poetry is doing is rejecting all the common cliches of modern pottery. He suggests we're leaving a chocolate proboscis only to enter a hinterland of negation. And that contemporaneity is the synchronicity between time and culture. See, I don't know if you realize this, Mike, but I was recently diagnosed with Prester Didwick's congena. And I was put on a course of thiobizolin, which is a bisterbol cannabinoid. You might know it better is a beta-contained trip nutrient or a dimesmeric Anderson phosphate. Now, I must apologise for some of the peculiar vernacular, but my father described me as a sophistical rhetorician inebriated with the exuberance of my own verbosity. Does that make sense?
Not at all.
Not at all. It is 60 seconds of the finest quality gibberish, right, you're ever going to hear in all your life. And that's the problem. People will go to a networking event and for 60 seconds, a solid block of explaining what it is they do and the impact, but doesn't mean anything to anyone. And before a client can use you, first they have to choose you. And whether that choice is to speak to you in the first place, or the choice is to now, once you're speaking them, to say yes or no, or now the choice is to take all the things you're offering instead of some of the things, or the choice is to take your best thing instead of your worst thing, every choice is determined by how easy that choice is to make. And when I've just done my 60-second introduction, there's no way you could understand it because it was utter, utter gibberish.
Are you fed up of discovery calls fizzling out? Are you sick of settling for low ticket yeses, struggling to charge what your service is truly worth, or gutted about being ghosted? Then join me on my next Turbocharge Your Sales event. So what's your line again? Because you're good with these little lines. What's the call to action from you?
Then head over to Ian Genius.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Then head over to iangenius.co.uk and register now.
Get your popcorn!
Yeah, I hear these on networking events whenever I'm on it. Their 60-second pitch is so terrible that I'm just left thinking, I have no idea what that person just said. And even if I did have an idea, I've forgotten it within minutes.
It's hard work. I mean, a lot of people will say, I do bioresonance. What on earth's that? I don't know. What if you do bioresonance, am I coming to you because I'm upset? Am I coming to you because my leg's broken? Am I coming to you because I can't get the internet to work? I'd have no idea. Or some people say, I do spiritual alchemy. Really? If the only one question I can ask to you at this stage is, what on earth is spiritual alchemy? I can't ask you any other question because I have no idea what you're whittling on about. And some people will say something like, I do VoIP. That is wonderful. I'm so pleased. I have absolutely no idea what VoIP is. And then there's others that, when I say this, will go, you know, I use that acronym KISS, keep it simple, stupid. I don't say I do VoIP. I say I do voice over internet protocol. What on earth is voice over internet protocol? It's just as complicated as saying you did VoIP. Because this is the problem, that when you're an expert, everything to an expert is simple. Everything. Everything to an expert is simple. So just because you've gone from VoIP to voice over internet protocol, that might be easier. It's not easy enough for me. I've absolutely no idea what you're talking about. So most businesses will fall into this trap. They'll think they're making it simple. It's not simple enough. Because everything's simple to an expert, whether it's the marketing, whether it's the posts, whether it's the conversations. If I don't understand it, I've got to guess. And most people don't like guessing for money. And that's what business is about. I've got to pay you some money for whatever it is you do. And if I don't understand, that means I'm guessing. And I don't like guessing for money.
Good point. Good point. So what's the moral of today's episode then?
So just, it's about, if the problem now is clients don't understand. They don't understand that they've, don't think they've got a problem. They don't understand the problem. They don't understand how bad it is. They don't know how you solve it. If that's now the problem, that clients don't understand, how can we help clients understand? So now it's like, what could you do to make it easier to understand? If you were speaking to a 6-year-old child, and you told them what you did, what would you do with the sentences that left your mouth? Would you simplify the words? Would you remove the jargon? Would you explain what the words meant? Would you give simple worked examples? Would you simplify the numbers? You'd just make it simpler. So if you want people to understand, because the problem is they don't, that's in your power to make it simpler. Just make it simpler.
Love it. Love it, mate. And what can, tell me about how people can get in touch with you then if they want to know more or want to figure out their special way of helping their clients understand.
Okay. So, I mean, they can find me on LinkedIn, Ian Genius. And on there, I've got I've got a downloadable ebook called 5 Things You Never Considered Would Improve Your Sales. Which ones do you assume won't apply to you? So that's a free ebook. Or they can reach me at iangenius.co.uk. So Ian Genius on LinkedIn and iangenius.co.uk on the website. What about yourself, Mike?
Yeah, just search for Mike Roberts or type in Making Digital Real. And really looking forward to the next one now. So what do you think we're going to do for the next episode? Because that is a cool little tip, and I know you've got hundreds of these.
Yeah. So I'm going to show you in the next one. Now that, again, we'll go into this in late more detail, but now that you've got the idea that you need to simplify your message, but it's not always what you say, it's how you say it. Because if no one is listening, it doesn't matter how simple your message is, no one was paying any attention. So I'm going to show you in the next one, and we're going to talk about how do you stand out and stay remembered? How do you grab attention? How do you create intrigue?
Right. Catch you on the next one.
Cheers, Uncle Mike.
See you later.
Get your hot dogs.